I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors. It's time for Laurie and Lynn. Local talk to start your weekend right. And now, Laurie and Lynn on WILK.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I am very good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm very good. How about the general? He's staying out of trouble, I hope?
Yes, he is. He's still down and out with some... issues that are keeping him a little bit less than his jovial self. Let's just put it that way.
But he'll
be fine.
Every year, Lynn, he gets a little something. So
that's true.
As long as he's okay, that's all that matters.
He is. So, what's new in your world? Anything? I mean, everybody seems to be shut down and out of business and. Everything's done by phone, like us. You know, how long has it been since we've actually been in the studios at WILK?
Probably the middle of March.
10 months?
We taped the 16th of March, and the only reason I remember this, the 16th of March I was at Mass for Lent. And that was the day that Channel 16 was there, our girl Stacy. And Stacy asked me if she could interview me afterwards because they had just notified everyone that the churches were going to be closed. And and I remembered that. So that was the 16th. That was a Monday. So we would have taped on the 14th of March. So what?
19th. You said 16th for the Monday.
Yeah, so we would have taped on the 14th. Well, we're not taped. We would have been on air on Saturday the 14th. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Monday would have been
the 16th. On the 19th?
No, so I don't think so. I don't think we did. I think the last day we taped was the 12th of March when we went in to tape it.
Okay.
I don't think we may have done the next week, but I don't know that. But it was the middle of March because we stopped going in and doing it remotely.
Well, thank you to all of the wonderful people who listen for sticking in there with us.
And I think more people listen because they're a little trapped. You know what I mean?
You're right. You're right.
Yeah. So,
I have to do a shout out to a woman who listens to us on Saturday mornings when she said that she's a, I don't want to say her name because I didn't ask her for her permission. But she is a woman who is a nurse through the Geisinger at-home system. And she told me that she listens to us. And when she was speaking to me the other day, she said, Lynn Evans? I said, yeah. She said, aren't you on a radio show? I said, yes. Oh, my goodness. I feel like I'm speaking to someone famous. I said, maybe you are, but if you ran into me at the grocery store, you wouldn't know me anyway. She said, that's true. I only know your voice. So,
there you go.
Yeah, it's funny. But that's why I was trying to think, when's the last time we actually did get down there?
It's a long time. It's long. Johnny and Jason miss seeing our face, you know, all the people,
our
sure friends.
They do.
You know, we've been doing this a long time, so hopefully we can get back there.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. Maybe not. It, you know, I mean, maybe we can go and tape and just have our guest experts call in if they don't want to necessarily come back. You know, I mean, there's, I think I would prefer to go in because I don't, I mean, this is very, very, very convenient, but I do like going down and being part of all of that. I love the in the work, the inner workings of the radio show, of the station.
Yeah.
So, but if our guest experts feel, you know, they don't want to make that trek, they don't have to. They can call in and we can be there and it works out. So I like it. It gives us plenty of opportunity. That being said, it also touches, Lynn, on many things that I've been talking to a lot of people about, how things have changed. Like people are sick of Zoom. I am not sick of Zoom at all. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for people. I found that more people come to meetings because they have less distraction of, I can't get there, it's too late, I ran out of time, you know, and I don't mind. I mean, I love people, so I don't mind I love being with people, but I think it's opened up a lot of opportunity for people to do things or organizations and committees and board meetings. And, I think it opens up a lot of that for people to not be so crazed about always being there. Like, I think it gives you so much more opportunity to participate. So.
Well, I also think it's funny to see people in their home environment because when you're on the Zoom call, you know, usually it's your living room, your bedroom, your place. And it's just an interesting look into people's lifestyles.
I know.
It's pretty antiseptic when you look at a typical office with the windows and the sun. But for people who are working from home, it's a very interesting thing. And I think what's so funny about it is that we've lessened the intensity of how we're supposed to look and sound. Especially, you know, that one of the first ever for this to happen was a guy that was in England whose little kid came running into his office.
I know, and the nanny comes running in after them.
I know. But, you know, how many times, I can tell you how many times my cats have jumped up on my lap and gotten in the way of the camera, or people's dogs are carrying on in the background, or kids. It's a lot more relaxed. We tolerate so much more instead of the rigidity of you have to be a certain way, you know, when you're in the office. That's a good thing.
I think it humanizes so many, and I'm all about that. I think when you look at people, what you're used to them looking and being in a meeting setting, even if you know them so well, but you've never, you know, how many people we know and we're in touch with, or we can say we're dear friends with, but we've never been to their home. That happens a lot.
Right.
I mean, there's a million people I know who I may know where they live, or but it's just never been something where that would take place. And so now, when you're seeing them in their own environment, it's much more relaxed, and it sort of puts them in a different perspective. That hey, they're doing the same thing. It's like that old line: everybody puts their pants on one leg at a time, so to speak.
Exactly.
At least most people do. So you know, it's everybody is doing the same thing. So I think that's kind of neat when you see that. Even like celebrities on shows and all these things, when they're in there, you just see. And one thing you can also tell is those who have good taste and those who don't. And sometimes that astounds me when I see something, because I think, whoa, I wouldn't have expected that. What I loved too, Josh Shapiro was interviewed several times that I saw him on the Today Show, and I loved it because in his book, he always would be in front of his bookcases, and he had one of those where his teenage son, I guess, walked in and just kind of walked back out. But what I loved about it is in one of his bookcase shelves, he had a menorah, and in front of the menorah, he had Ruth Bader Ginsburg figurine that I have, which I love. I'm like, there's Ruth.
Uh-huh.
So it was kind of cool to see that. But yeah. You just look at those simple, because then I think, I have that same thing. So it just makes you feel a little connected to people that you may not
exactly.
think of that otherwise, in a, yep. in a from a standpoint of things. So I kind of like it. I mean, you know, everybody says, oh, I'm sick of Zoom, I'm sick. I'm really, I got to say I'm not. So, and I get that. I get it, but I like it.
I was talking to somebody this morning. I forget where it was now, but somebody said, oh, it was my next door neighbor. And I said he was on a call, and I just assumed it was Zoom. And he said, no, it's actually Skype. And I thought, wow, Skype. We haven't used Skype in years.
I know.
It's I just know. Kind of gone by the wayside, because Zoom has so much more for a business perspective, you know, that you can do lots of things, recordings and this and that, and it's so easy. But a Skype call is something that I, my goodness, that was like a dial-up internet, you know, it was so
know.
Long ago and such a relic. But I guess it's still around, so good for
And that. the other nice thing is, which not everybody does, and I very seldom use it, and I have recently, is FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's such a tool that I used
yeah.
to look at it like, oh God, because it's so many people. Like if you accidentally press it, and someone will say to me, I'll say I'm talking to them, and I accidentally hit it, and it goes to FaceTime, and they'll say the same thing. Oh, you don't want to FaceTime. You don't want to see me right now. And I'm like, no, I didn't do it to see you. I accidentally did it. But the same old line, like we say that, because you
yes.
can hide a multitude of sins when you're not seen on camera, you know?
That's so. Right. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my God.
That was
yeah,
a funny one. But the good part about that is, so I have to say, the FaceTime, is that we've used it a lot with my stepson, daughter-in-law, and granddaughter.
The baby, yeah.
Yeah, because it's so easy just to see her.
I know.
And have her see us. And, of course, Mr. Grumpy Grandfather, you know, he's over there. Hi, how are you? And then he turns it back to me.
Yeah, I know.
Understand.
Yeah.
But
Grump.
Anyway, I love it. I love it because it gives me the opportunity to just share some things with them and to see her
I know.
In action. You know, you just
no.
Cool. Still photos. They don't cut it.
No. And so speaking of that, is her birthday just happened mm-hmm. or coming up or what's
yes.
when?
Yes.
She's going to be two, right?
Two. Yeah, she will be two. I believe it's 17th.
17th. Okay. Yes, 17th. I know that because my
yeah.
Tommy's actual, when I was having Tommy, that's the date he was actually due, but he wasn't born until the 27th of January. So I always remember the
yeah.
17th. And so we're all coming up now too with all of our birthdays. So
yeah.
Here we go. The hit parade.
Well, the other one, too, is that her father, my stepfather,
yeah, he's
will
the end
be
of
the big 4-0.
Yeah,
the
good for him.
On the 23rd.
Yeah, well, I'll be the big 6-0 mm-hmm. a couple weeks after him. So here we go.
Uh-huh.
There we go.
Yeah.
And then we won't talk about someone coming up in September either. All these big
no,
birthdays
won't.
This year. No, we
no,
won't.
We
I'm
won't.
Not saying it. I'm not
mm-hmm.
saying who's mm-hmm. going to be 70 in September, Lynn Evans. I'm not saying it. I will not. But anyway,
thank you.
We're going to take a quick this. Who cares? Look at what you look like. That's all that matters. We're going to take a
true.
Quick break. And we'll be back with Angela Powell, who is the community relations liaison for Veterinary Referral and Emergency Center, otherwise known as VREC. We'll be right back, so stay tuned and keep listening.
Hi, this is Nancy Kamen from WILK's Morning News with Webster and Nancy. And I know Laurie Cadden. A lot of people know Laurie Cadden. And more importantly, Laurie Cadden knows a lot of people. Laurie Cadden Enterprises specializes in fundraising, public relations, and special events. Laurie Cadden can take your business or organization to the next level. This isn't something that you learn about in a book. Heck, it can't even be taught. Laurie Cadden lives it. She knows how to work a crowd, open doors, and build and nurture relationships. With Laurie Cadden Enterprises, you get, ta-da, Laurie Cadden and her 20-plus years of experience. Call Laurie today at 357-8399, 357-8399, or email Laurie, Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, at lauriecadden.com, L-A-U-R-I-E-C-A-D-D-E-N.com. Laurie Cadden Enterprises, because it is who you know.
I'm Dr. Nicole DeNova. Since VREC opened its doors in 2010, we've treated over 30,000 patients, including the puppy whose curiosity led him to a porcupine and the police canine who was just doing his job. VREC is located at 318 Northern Boulevard in Clark Summit and is open 24/7 for your pet peace of mind. To learn more about us, visit VRECPA.com or call 570-587-7777.
ERA, Exceptional Real Estate Agents. When you want to have the best of the best selling your home, you want ERA One Source Realty. With offices all over northeastern Pennsylvania, ERA One Source Realty will give you the personalized service you'd expect from a professional real estate company. They have experienced realtors that have years of experience, which gives you, the home seller, an incredible advantage. They will offer suggestions to make your house sell faster. They will tell you what others will be looking for. They know how to present your home and sell its features, giving you the greatest chance to have your house sell fast. And ERA One Source Realty offers an industry exclusive guarantee. If ERA doesn't sell your house, ERA will buy it. Yes, if they don't sell your house, ERA will buy it. That's peace of mind. That's a guarantee worth its weight in gold. Call ERA One Source Realty today and find out how you can have your house marketed by one of the top rated companies in northeastern Pennsylvania. Call 877-587-SELL or on the web at ERA1.com. ERA One Source Realty, always there for you.
It's Saturday morning with Lori and Lynn. Now, back to Lori and Lynn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to Lori and Lynn Show. I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business.
And I am Lynn Evans, and I am the managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women. I'm also the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse, and that's available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and several others. And we have a guest expert with us today from a Veterinary Referral and Emergency Center. I actually got it. I said it right. Give me kudos. And Angela Powell is their community liaison. I think is that your title?
Public affairs, community. It's pretty much one and the same.
Okay. And she's been with us many times before, and we welcome her back. This is Angela Powell, and she has some really interesting tips for us today about some things that you think you may know, but are not necessarily true. Correct?
Correct.
Okay.
It's something that I've seen a lot of, especially in this area. It's winter. There's snow. There's ice. You know, it's kind of a given. But in the past couple years, we've seen a lot of what's called pet-friendly ice melts for your sidewalks, for your driveways. And there's a lot of confusion about what makes it pet-friendly, what makes it better or worse, and what to do if your pets come in contact with, you know, the salt that you salt your sidewalks and stuff with. So one of the biggest misconceptions is pet-friendly de-icers are completely safe. And it turns out after, you know, looking into the ingredients and looking into the composition, no ice melt is completely safe around pets. It's just some of the chemicals are less dangerous, which as a pet owner, I was completely blown away by when you see the marketing for it's pet friendly, and then you do a bit of research and you find out that it's just a little safer. That kind of blew my mind. So I wanted to take a
couple
minutes.
What's the ingredient?
So primarily ice melts are made with different kinds of salt. So sodium chloride is also known as rock salt, which is what we see a lot of marketed in those big bags that you can, you know, pick up at a gardening supply or something like that. That's one of the least pet-friendly types of ice melt that is on the market. You might find some that say potassium chloride, calcium chloride, and even magnesium chloride, which is what you might see more of in the pet-friendly or pet-safe ice melts. It is the least reactive, but it's still not 100% safe. So if you are looking for something for your house or for your business, pay attention to what's in the ingredients. And if you're not sure, you always take a minute and look it up online just to make sure that you're not picking up something that could be potentially dangerous for your pet or a customer's pet.
Anything that you would say you would recommend that does not have any of that stuff in it?
Unfortunately, it is kind of a necessity in the Northeast to have some kind of ice melt or rock salt, just to keep things safe. And basically it's easier to just prevent your pets from getting into it than, the chemical makeup of the actual de-icer. You need to have that salt to help dissolve that ice and that snow. So it really just comes down to the preventative nature of things versus the chemical makeup of what's available on the market.
Well, let's just take your dog for a walk, and you walk the dog on the sidewalks in your neighborhood. And you don't know what your neighbor put down, or 4 doors away from you, you don't know what they put down. So if you walk your dog and you walk them without the little booties or anything on, they will normally, when they come back, they will start cleaning themselves, and they'll try to get what's in between the paws.
Right.
So there's really no way that you can prevent that if you have to take your animal out to walk. Is it safer to walk in the street?
It really depends. If the street has been treated with some kind of de-icing agent or some kind of salt, it's really hard to avoid, because it does, when the ice and the snow does melt, it does kind of mix in with the water, and then that can be tracked all over the place. So like I said, it is quite difficult. You know, a lot of people will take their pets with them to the pet supply store, or they will take them to the park. Or again, like you said, you know, you walk your pet around the neighborhood. You don't know what chemical solutions, what rock salts have been used to treat those surfaces. So one really great tip would be, and like you said, your pets come in from playing outside, they start to lick them, you know, they start to groom, they do their thing. A big helpful tip would be try to start making it a habit. You can buy pet safe wipes, like bathing wipes. Maybe put those by the door. Use them every time your pet comes in, or even just get like a warm washcloth and kind of make it a ritual. Some people also do find that using like a paw wax that coats the bottoms of the paws, or again using booties, might help prevent that, and kind of incorporating it into your winter walking kind of schedule. It'll help keep your pet's paws clean, because the last thing you want is for them to ingest any kind of excessive sodium or these chemicals that we use to keep us safe.
Let's say that your animal does do that, ingest some of that stuff. Is there something that you can see that happens to them? Will they vomit? Or nothing? I mean, how do you know that they've got some of that stuff in their body?
So some pets actually like the salty taste of the rock salt, and they will seek it out, which again, didn't think they have such, you know, in-depth sniffers, and they can smell things. So you can kind of range. There are some pets who, if they get into something that has that salt or that chemical on it, they might experience dry, cracked paws. You might notice they have that little white kind of coating on them. You might see them licking excessively, maybe because it's irritated. But some things you can even, some pets even can experience chemical burns just from the composition of whatever is in that kind of composition. Larger ingestions can cause things such as vomiting and diarrhea, just general gastrointestinal upset. So they might, you know, they might not want to eat, or they might just be super tired. But excessive amounts can lead to dehydration, obviously with the salt, and it can cause neurological conditions such as seizures or even tremors. So it is something to keep an eye out, especially if your pet spends a lot of time outside in the winter and you do use these kinds of products. If you can kind of make sure to steer them clear of the areas that you've treated, or, you know, even if you have like a fenced in area, try to avoid using those products just to keep it out of their way.
I think that's a good idea to establish it as a routine. I remember when my brother had a big monster German Shepherd dog, and in the wintertime he would take him out for a walk, and as soon as he came in the house, the dog was trained to stand on some kind of a carpet, and then he would go with each paw, and he would, with some water solution, but just to get all the stuff out, and the dog would wait patiently because he knew that was the routine, you know, and so that was just how it was.
Exactly.
I don't know that a lot of people realize that that's an important step to take when the dog comes back in the house.
Good point.
And it's true, because in my case, my dogs were not allowed in the house without their paws being wiped, even if it was rain or whatever. I just was a freak about that. So it was automatic. They would literally sit and wait at the foot of the door on my rug to make sure that their paws were wiped. And my kids knew to do it, and they did not go beyond it. They knew. So, you know, it isn't a bad idea. And I never knew I was doing it for anything other than cleanliness of my house. Now I think I maybe helping them a little. That's a good thing.
I mean, it can't hurt. It certainly can't hurt to wipe them down, you know.
No.
All seasons you can get all the dirt off. You can even, a big one is to check when you do wipe your pet's paws down, check in between the paw pads, make sure there's no ice or salt or mud or rocks stuck in between there. And some people even go as far as if their pets have a lot of fur between their toes, just to kind of trim it down. It keeps things way more sanitary. There's less tracking of mud and dirt and slush in the house. But also some dogs prefer it because then they're not getting anything stuck in there to begin with.
I love it. Well, it's so much better because, let's face it, those things are important for all of us with the ice and snow that we get. You have to do it. You have to treat your property. So knowing that that's a necessity to keep us safe, then we need to probably go the extra mile to make sure that our little furry friends get wiped off when they come in, and just consciously think about it. Because, I mean, I remember there were times when like a little pebble or whatever would get stuck, especially in my Phoebe, the Cocker Spaniel, because they have like big paws, and you knew that they were like picking at it and trying to get it and licking. And then I remember pulling like a little pebble, and I thought, oh my God. You know, you just don't even think about it. So anyway, you're right, Ange. So do us a favor. Tell us how anyone can get in touch with you, and if they need to use the services of, and go over the hours, Angela, too, if you would, at the hospital right now, please.
So we are operating on a temporarily modified schedule. So our referral services, which include things such as internal medicine and surgery and cardiology, those are operating at full capacity during normal business hours. Our emergency service is currently modified to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, open 24 hours. So we still have staff in the building 24 hours, and we still have our phone lines open. So if you do have any questions, The number is 570-587-7777. You can also reach out to us on Facebook, Instagram. We have videos on YouTube and LinkedIn.
Perfect.
Great.
Okay. Well, thank you, Angela, for that important information for our little friends. And just remember, try to wipe them off. And you're right, keeping something close by is convenient. So just remember to do that. It'll help everybody. So we'll see you next month, Angela. And we thank you. And Lynn, we have up next our next guest expert, Mr. Mike McHale, who is a partner with Barbetti McHale CPA. So we will be right back. You're listening to the Laurie and Lynn Show.
Hi, my name is Lynn S. Evans, CFP, co-host of the Laurie and Lynn Show. I am the managing director of a new business, Women of Substance, LLC, a financial planning firm dedicated to the specific financial needs of baby boomer women. I help them navigate through widowhood, retirement, divorce, and job loss. Send me an email at lynn@lynnsevans.com and let me know how I can help you. I'm also the host of a podcast, Power of the Purse, available on more than 30 sites, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We record these lively conversations with women who've been there and have great advice to give others so they don't go down the same dark holes. And we feature some experts who share some great ideas to be prepared before you have to face these transitions. And we have a whole lot of fun. Please don't let the fear of not knowing about personal finances stop you anymore. I am here to take the confusion and mystery out of money. Go to my website, lynnsevans.com, and see how we can set up a time to talk or browse around the many blogs and other free info on the site. Remember, money's not the enemy. Your ignorance of it is.
The well-established and highly respected Northeastern Pennsylvania certified public accounting firm, Michael A. Barbetti, LLC, is making changes after almost 40 years in business. The firm name has changed and is now Barbetti McHale, LLC CPA, reflecting the addition of Michael F. McHale as partner in the long-standing firm. Although the name and partnership are a significant change, the staff won't change. Their Dunmore location won't change. The way they serve clients won't change. Their work ethic won't change. And Michael Barbetti's involvement won't change. The Barbetti McHale Partnership adds Mike McHale's three decades of experience in corporate and not-for-profit accounting for the clients of the regional firm. Barbetti McHale, LLC Certified Public Accountants, provides professional accounting and tax services to all types of clients, ranging from individuals and family-owned businesses to governmental agencies and non-profit organizations. Call Barbetti McHale CPAs at their Dunmore office, and you too can make a change for the better.
Business banking at Fidelity.
Universal Printing started out in Northeast Pennsylvania in June of 1995. Since that time, we have grown to 155 employees. What we do, we're a document solutions business. We do printing. We have an IT department on site. There's computer programmers, developers, production people. So all of our IT is done in-house. The nature of our business is it is very capital intensive. What we continue to do is adapt to the needs of our customers. And in order to do that, we have to continue to invest in the best state-of-the-art equipment that's out there. And we can do that with the support of Fidelity Bank. Fidelity allows us to play on a playing field that we could never have played on if we didn't have the support of a strong local bank that believed in us. They're not just saying they support the community, they're doing it. And we feel really blessed to have a partner in Fidelity Bank.
Here's Lori and Lynn.
Hi, we're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am the managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm designed specifically for the needs of baby boomer women. And I'm also the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse. And that's available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify, and many others.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business, and our guest expert for the first month of this new year in 2021 is Mr. Michael McHale, CPA, who is a partner with Barbetti McHale, LLC, Certified Public Accountants at 1421 East Drinker Street in Dunmore, newly formed partnership in the last maybe 4 or 5 months. And Mike has been with us since October and back again. And Mike, so good to have you. How are things going so far in the beginning of the new year?
things are good. We're starting to pick up and get the ball rolling pretty good. And even though we are a new partnership, by the way, just to put that asterisk in there, both Mike and I have been in practice for over 30 years. So we're new together, but decades amongst us.
Of so. Experience, yeah. Yep. So it's new in the sense of you two together in this partnership, and you got through the last quarter and the beginning of the first quarter of the new year. Tax season is coming up, and busy times for all accountants, but in this case, Mike, everything's new. So how's it going? Like, how do you feel? Are you happy so far? Are you not going to say you're not on radio, but you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? How is it? You got to work out the kinks, as in any new relationship. And again, the thing about your relationships is, as you just said, Mike has zillions of years. You have semi-zillions, and putting those two together, and everybody does things a little bit differently, so it's just like a marriage. You got to form, take his luggage and your luggage and blend them together. I said the only time things like that don't work is when someone has Louis Vuitton and the other one has Samsonite, then I think we're in big trouble, but other than that, we're good. So how are you guys holding up through all this? And I know you always, the staff is paramount to, making this clock tick there. So how's it going?
Well, I mean, it's a great introduction to our firm. I'm honestly, it really is, as you said, it's all about the staff there. And, I came aboard and I just look at it as me adding to a great, great team. I mean, anybody who works on any of our accounts and our clients has over 25 years experience. So once we get someone there, we tend to keep them. But they're great, great people. I fit in very, very well. They've made me feel at home. Mike and Donna, Donna's Mike's wife, honestly, I feel like I'm part of their family already. It's been so welcoming to me that it really was just a great fit. And we kind of been talking about doing this for a couple of years, and I finally got to the point where I said yes and wanted to do it. So it couldn't be a better team to join. First of all, they all have experience. You don't need to be with someone all day long and train people all day long. You just work on the clients, and that's the thing. I every time I go in and meet a potential new client, I can honestly sit and tell them we're different from just about everybody out there, because we don't send you the new kids out of school. We're always sending you someone with, 15, 20, 25 plus years experience to lead your engagement. So it's a great, great firm, great people. And every one of our clients that we've met so far have been great. So I hate to keep using the word great, but it really is. It's a dream come true to be back home, to be with such a great, great guy, and Mike and his wife, Donna, and all the team there. They've made me feel at home, and it's been an easy transition for me.
Yeah, and Mike, saying that, you've got to get out there and meet some people that Mike Barbetti has been dealing with, yep, for many years, and you're still in that process. I mean, that doesn't happen overnight. So, this is just a few months into this. That's hard stuff too, because, it's just like anything. As I say, customer service, customer service, customer service, and you have to put that way up at the top of your list on making people feel appreciated and grateful that you have their business, as well as you believe they need to feel the same way. Because let's face it, when you're good at what you do, the company or the people or the businesses who are your clients feel better that they have the best of the best. But getting to know all these people, maybe you've heard of them, maybe you haven't, that takes a lot of work, Mike. It's a lot of finessing. It's a lot of making sure people feel comfortable going forward. So that process will be ongoing and continual. But I'm sure that Mike Barbetti, because of knowing who he is, has made that a little bit easier on your end, I would assume, just with these introductions and as you form your own new businesses and your new relationships with people, because that is important as well with the young guy starting in a business. I mean, it's important to get new clients. So that's, I'm sure, a big focus up there, correct? Or am I off on that?
No, you're dead on. It's something that, again, I think the partnership that between Mike and I is so great, because Mike understands exactly that as well. I think I don't want to be handed anything. I don't want to be handed clients. We work on things together. Mike's still there. He's going to stay for forever, I hope, and help grow this firm. So on the existing client thing, absolutely. I've met quite a few. We're trying to do it somewhat naturally, not force everybody and to take everybody out for lunch, because really nothing is changing. Mike is still there. The people that work in the accounts are still there. And it should be a seamless transition. But, yes, I get up out of my office and go meet everybody. Is anybody who comes in, or I tag along to a meeting here or there. Or, we did sign a couple new clients that we're very proud of that will match perfectly with our environment and our team. Absolutely, it's a little bit of everything. But the one constant there is Mike Barbetti's still there. Mike is a tremendous guy personally and professionally with me, making sure that everybody gets to know me and gives me an opportunity to prove that I know what I'm doing per se. So to give that quality work that's been there, I want to continue it and grow it a little bit more. So it's, once again, I can't say it enough. It's just been a great opportunity for me and my family. As we said in previous recordings that, I did work out in New Jersey, so it's a little bit difficult to make that commute every day, and I did commute every day to come back home to meet some people and some clients that I know. So it's been a great, great transition. It's only been a short time, but, this is what I do. This is what I've done for 30 years, and I want to grow this firm slowly. I don't want to grow too fast, believe it or not, but just keep a good team together like we have, with Mike leading the ship and Donna as well. And it's going to be a good thing. We're a good firm. We're excited to introduce ourselves to new clients as well as keep our existing ones happy as we can. And we'll do so going forward.
And Mike, every time I get on this call, I'm usually the last one on, and you and Lynn are having your conversation as I chime in, and I mean literally chime, because the bells ring when you announce yourself. But Lynn, you could probably attest to the fact that in your business as a financial planner, having dealt with and been with so many accountants, accounting firms in the past, every time I get on and I hear you two going, listening, and I pay attention to that dynamic, I think you could even say, even the short amount of time that you've met Mike, that kind of ease with people is going to serve him well, correct, in the future, because of the type of person he is?
Yeah, I think the fact that he is coming into a firm that already has a very deeply rooted base in this community will serve him extremely well, and he's not really an outsider. Because Mike, you're from Dunmore. You've worked mm-hmm. here. You know the people. So it's a very logical transition that you would be the person that, as long as you guys share values, which I'm assuming you do, it should be a wonderful partnership and something that will help both of you in the future and all your clients and new clients. Let me ask that question though, Mike. I think we might have asked it once before. Do you have any particular expertise or any desire to get more people of a certain type that you want the listening public to know? I mean, are we talking about individual tax returns? Are we talking about corporations? Are we talking about nonprofits? Tell us who you're looking for. Who is your ideal client?
It's a great question. I think, the obvious answer is, we could do any of the ones that you had mentioned. I think our core business is on the small business, the not-for-profit, the governmental entities. And what I mean by that is, we have clients that, there's a tire shop, a small tire shop, up to a point that I have a manufacturer that does $100 million a year. So, you know, my background in other places used to do a lot of SEC work. So that's, you know, a little bit larger. I mean, but at the end of the day, a larger number client is still the same as a small client. They all need the same thing at the end of the day, whether it be an audit, a review, a compilation, or just tax work. So just about everything we can do, I think our core market would be the small business, the entrepreneur, the governmental entity. We do have a lot of nonprofits, mostly June 30th year end. But we have a good practice around that. So I would think more or less the small business person who, you know, is around, we could help. And to that, and if you don't mind me mentioning, there is the one thing that I wanted to get across today, and we didn't talk about this prior to, is the federal PPP program that's out there, the Paycheck Protection Program.
Yeah.
Just want to get it out to everybody. It's small business, large business, I mean, there are some limits to the large business, but nonetheless, everybody should look into this. I'm not saying this to call our firm, but you call your accountant, call your banker, and make sure that you take a look at this, because it's a tremendous program, and especially to the bars and restaurants who've been suffering for so long, it's even better this time around. What I mean by that is typically they were using a 2.5 of your average payroll to calculate the amount of money that they would give to you, that in hopes that it gets turns into a grant and not a loan. But worst case, it'd be a 1% loan. But this time around, the restaurants and bars, it's now 3.5. So you get an extra month of in there of, you know, money that these restaurants and bars that, you know, have been there for all of us all over this time, and have lost so much over this past year. It's a great program to look at. So it's not a simplistic program to get through. So if you need help, call your accountant, call your banker, and definitely look into that program.
Yeah.
Mike,
where would you
go first? Would you go to your banker or would you go to your accountant?
Well, I think both are equally okay with that. Now, I say that with an asterisk. I don't think a banker would sit with you and do the forms themselves. I think an accountant is more, you know, likely to do that. For our clients, a lot of them, we actually do the forms, or at minimum help them through it and review it before it gets put in. It's a tedious little process that they want to see a lot of backup to the numbers that you're going to put in there. And there are some things you got to make sure you have in there. I think it probably better for an accountant to do that. On the banking end of thing, though, they know everything, what needs to be in there, what has to go where, much better than just about anybody. So it's probably a little bit equal, but I would say if you need help doing the forms, call your accountant.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, Mike, let everyone know how they can get in touch with you, please.
Well, we're in 1421 East Drinker, as you said at the beginning of the show, in Dunmore. Our phone number is 570-346-2057. I appreciate your time, and I thank you for having me again.
Oh, you're welcome, and thanks for signing on as one of our sponsors. We are very happy, and again, information from an accounting standpoint is always important for people to know and hear out there to our listening public. So, Mike, thanks. Have a wonderful weekend. Lynn, you too. Everyone out there listening, we hope you have a good weekend, and we will see you next week. Thanks for listening. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.